The New Object and the New Walk. Preface. The New Object and the New Walk is the second of a series, and was preceded by The New Life and the New Power. Every man has an object. It is most important for each Christian to know that a man is formed by his object. What does that mean? If a man's object is power, he bends his efforts to gain ascendancy over others. If his object is fleshly pleasure, he spends his time pursuing them. He is formed by his object. It tells on his character, talk, and behavior. Thus we can see why we must begin with the right object. If something other than Christ is our object, we will be formed by that. If he is our object, then we will be formed by him. Don't you desire Christ for your object, that he may form you? God has given you a new life. This is capacity to take in those things that God delights in. And God has given you power to comprehend the Word. The one who caused the Word of God to be written dwells in you, and causes you to understand divine things. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9-16. The Spirit's work is to delight your soul with Christ. John 16, 14. He works in your soul to cause you to love the Lord Jesus, to think about him and his love even to death. The Spirit wants to show you and cause you to understand how Christ glorified God on Calvary and brought satisfaction to God for the outrage of sin against his nature. The Spirit wants you to comprehend how and why God exalted and glorified Christ, and God wants you to behold the glory of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18. He wants this to have a formative and sanctifying effect on your behavior.